the crime of the century. And three quarters of a century later, the mere mention of it would continue to incite indignation, outrage, even revulsion. It'd be Hollywood's first real scandal. And the newspaper men would blur the line between lurid fact and salacious fantasy. But not everything is as it seems in a movie land scenario. Sure, when you're preparing for a court of law, you can call in a private dick. But who do you call to win a case in the court of public opinion? You want true crime, mystery, lust, betrayal, corruption? It's all here, pal. And it all happened, like I said, the crime of the century. The crime of the century. That's what the paper said. The movie star must go to jail. The lovely girl is dead. Our story begins in 1921 at a movie palace not far from Los Angeles.
Alhambra Bijou, take one.